Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hello, family. Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. I'm so glad you are here. Today, we are discussing an important subject titled The Power of Prayer. And our Bible text is from Psalm 145, verse 18, which says, "The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth." Let me begin with a true story that continues to inspire countless believers around the world. George Muller, a 19th century Christian evangelist and director of orphanages in England, cared for over 10,000 orphans in his lifetime. But what stood out most about Muller wasn't just his compassion, it was his commitment to prayer. Muller never asked people for money, not once. Instead, he brought every need before God in prayer. When the orphanage had no food, he prayed. When they needed funds to pay rent or salaries, he prayed. One morning, there was no food at all for the children. Not a crumb. The house mother came to Muller and he calmly said, "Let the children be seated. God will provide." Moments later, a baker knocked on the door. "Mr. Muller," he said, "I couldn't sleep last night. I felt God wanted me to bake bread for you." Soon after, a milk cart broke down right outside the orphanage, and the milkman donated the milk before it spoiled. Now, let me ask you something. When last did you talk to God with that kind of confidence? When last did you speak to Him honestly and often like a father, a friend, a savior? Prayer is not a ritual. It's a relationship. It's not about the fancy words or eloquent grammar. It's about opening your heart to God, raw, real, and reverent. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible simply says, "Pray without ceasing." That's not a command for monks or pastors alone. It's for you and me. It's God's gentle reminder that He wants to hear from us often and openly. Let me ask again. Do you feel like you have to clean yourself up before talking to God? Or maybe you feel like He's too busy for you? That's a lie from the pit of hell. The truth is, God is never too far, never too busy, and never uninterested. Look at David, the man after God's own heart. He prayed honestly, sometimes joyful, sometimes broken, sometimes angry. But God listened. In Psalm 62, verse 8, David encourages, "Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge." Prayer is powerful because it connects your weakness to God's strength, connects your questions to His wisdom, connects your chaos to His peace. Let me be practical here. Life is noisy. There are bills, deadlines, children, stress, relationships. You need a place to release and recharge. That place is prayer. Think about Jesus Himself. In Mark 1 verse 35, we read, "Very early in the morning, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place, where He prayed." If the Son of God needed daily prayer, how much more do you and I need it? Now listen, some of you are going through things you can't even explain. You cry at night, smile by day, and carry burdens silently. But hear this, God wants you to be real with Him. You don't need to hide your pain. You don't need a filter or a script. Just speak. Tell Him about your fears. Tell Him where it hurts. Tell Him what you don't understand. And then, trust Him to respond, not always with what you want, but always with what you need. Take some time to reflect on these things. When last did you have an honest conversation with God? Are you praying only when things fall apart? Or are you praying daily like Jesus did? What burdens do you need to offload to God today? As you go into this day, I encourage you, let prayer be your steering wheel, not your spare tire. Let it lead you, not just rescue you. God is listening. He's not bored with your voice. He's not tired of your requests. He says in Jeremiah 33 verse 3, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. so talk to him honestly and often. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the powerful gift of prayer. Thank you that we can come to you as we are, honest, broken, joyful, confused, and you always listen. Today, we ask that you help us grow in our prayer life. Teach us to talk to you every day, not just in crisis, but in all things. We commit this day into your hands. Go before us, guide us, and keep us in peace. In Jesus' name, amen. If this message encouraged your heart today, share it with someone else who needs a reminder that prayer changes things. Let's spread the hope. God bless you richly.
Life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem. Sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.